Chapter 5. A Long Run on the Beach. Long and I started to run. It was difficult on the beach, but we didn't stop.
I don't know about Paxton, but sleep didn't come to me for a long time that night. And then I didn't sleep well. It was a long, long night. I opened my eyes in the morning and went to the window. The sun's light came into the bedroom. It was late. I looked at the trees. It was a beautiful April day. I washed and went down. Long was in a big chair with his newspaper and some coffee. "Do you want some food?" he asked. "Yes." A man was at our table. It was Paxton. "How are you today?" Long asked.
"I'm okay,"
our friend answered. "Did you sleep well?" I asked.
"Yes, thank you. I didn't see the..."
He stopped.
"There wasn't a problem all night."
"Good," I smiled. "Long and I are going for a walk this morning. Please come with us."
"No, thank you,"
Paxton answered. "I want to stay in the hotel this morning. I'm going to write some letters."
"This afternoon?" Long said.
"Yes, thank you."
"Good, good.
Let's meet at 3 o'clock, Long said. "Come to our room." We said goodbye to him. Long and I had a good morning. Then we had some food in a cafe in a town near Zebra.
"I like this," Long said. "We can have a good holiday again."
"It's 2:30, I said. "We're meeting Paxton at the hotel at 3 o'clock. Paxton was at the hotel. He had a book in his hands, and there was a smile on his face.
"Did you have a good morning, Paxton?" I asked.
"Yes, thank you," he said. "I did."
Long and I wanted to wash. Paxton waited for us. I went down again quickly. But Paxton wasn't there. Only his book was on the chair. Long came down too.
"Where's Paxton?" he asked.
"I don't know," I said. "Perhaps he's in his room."
But there was no answer at Paxton's door. We looked in the hotel garden, but Paxton wasn't there. I was a little afraid now. A hotel worker came to us.
"You're here," she said.
"Yes," I answered.
"Why did you say that?"
"Mr. Paxton isn't here," she said. "He wanted to see you and Mr. Long. You were in front of the hotel. You shouted to him. He said..."
We didn't shout to him. We were in our room.
We didn't shout to Paxton. Who did? I was very afraid now.
Paxton, I said. He's in danger.
In front of the hotel, we looked for our friend.
I can't see him, I shouted.
The hotel worker was at the door behind us.
He went to the beach, she said. He wanted to see you and Mr. Long.
Thank you. Long and I started to run. It was difficult on the beach, but we didn't stop.
There! I can see him, Long said.
There was a person on the beach, but he was far away. We shouted again and again.
Paxton! Come back, Paxton! We're here!
But there was a lot of noise from the wind and the sea. Paxton didn't hear us.
What's he doing? I don't know. I can't see from here. Look at this, Long!
I shouted. There were footprints on the beach from Paxton's shoes.
And look at this!
This was a footprint too. But it wasn't Paxton's.
But what's wrong with it? Long asked.
This person didn't have shoes, I said. Was it a person? Long said. Perhaps it was an animal. The footprint was very thin. I didn't answer. A name came into my head. William Agers. But William Agers was dead.
Quick!
I shouted. We started to run again.
Where was Paxton now?